There you are, Best Party Around there by my guest Loretta, which I think was the song you performed for us live last time you were here. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it was.
Well, welcome back to Phoenix FM. How are you today? No cold today, are
you? No, no cold. I'm really well, thanks.
Good stuff. All good.
Now,
last time you were here, back in June, you just won the True Colours competition. You were off to Chelmsford the very next day to sing live in Central Park. And if I remember correctly, the weather was a little bit iffy, a bit like it is today.
Yeah, it was. Luckily, it didn't rain. It was a great day, brilliant vibe, brilliant atmosphere, and everyone was really enjoying themselves. I actually bumped into a friend who was also performing with her girl band, and I met a lot of other artists who were really, really friendly, so it was a really great time. Unfortunately, because I did have a cold, it did affect my performance, but like I said, everyone was just enjoying themselves and having a good time.
Did you get to go on the main stage?
No.
Oh, shame. So anyway, what have you been up to since you were here? Still gigging? And what are you up to?
I'm still performing around Essex, performing my own songs and covers. I'm working on some new material at the moment, which is slightly different to my other songs. They're all quite different kinds of music. So this new material is a bit more R&B and hip hop. So I'm also working with a few other girls.
Yes.
Possibly some band work, but I can't say too much about that.
Right.
So
okay.
I have to keep that a secret from you.
No problem. Now, also, I think you did the launch for Sainsbury's Christmas range.
Yeah.
Where was that? What did that entail?
That was in the Sainsbury's in Tollgate, so the massive Sainsbury's.
Which is Tollgate?
Colchester way.
Oh, Colchester. Right. My geography of Essex. I've only lived in Essex all my life, but geography is still a bit iffy.
It was a really great day. There was quite a lot of people there, about 250.
Yeah.
I had to sing Christmas songs, obviously, and it was really short notice. I actually got a call from a team leader there 3 days before they wanted me to be there. I said, no, that's fine. I'll quickly learn some songs. I mean, everyone knows Christmas songs, so it's fine. Yes. I was actually launching the food hall, and I was so hungry, and I was shut behind these curtains waiting to perform and surrounded by all this food, and I was like, I wonder if I just eat a little biscuit anyone will notice, but I didn't.
Said, look at that there.
But no, it was a great day, and we really got a really good insight into how Sainsbury's work. They're a really good company.
Yes, so that didn't actually have anything to do with the True Colours
club.
I wonder if it had been organised by them, but you've got something coming up for them, haven't you?
I've got another gig there. A date hasn't been confirmed yet, but you can keep updated with that on my Facebook page. So.
Right. And we've got to get this right, because I had trouble with your Facebook page, but I discovered afterwards it was the reason why is that there is another artist called Loretta, but with only one R.
Oh,
and I kept getting the wrong one. I thought, well, I don't know, I'm going crazy. Mm. So it's two R's.
Double R, double T,
Right. Now, I seem to recall that you were hoping to go working as a backing artist for some of the already established artists. Has anything come along with that?
At the moment, I'm still trying to build up my name, so it might be a while before I become a support act. Mm. However, like I said, I'm doing some girl band stuff, so we'll see what happens with there.
And the voice?
No, well, I do still consider it an option, but at the moment, when I look at where I started, I mean, I've only been doing it since Easter, and I've got my own songs and done Gay Pride and everything like that. I think I'm doing pretty well, so maybe when I become a bit more desperate, I might choose to go that way for it.
Now, I'm going to ask you something here. It's all probably a little bit controversial, but I've watched The X Factor and some of these talent shows on TV. And I don't know whether it's just me, but if it is just me, it's also my wife and my son. And we figure that an awful lot of the artists on there, that everybody's saying, oh, that's wonderful, etc., it's out of tune.
You can't.
Is it my imagination? It sounds out of tune.
Sometimes you can't always tell. Sometimes the music gets picked up differently through monitors and through the TV. It can change. Because I remember being at a gig and I'd seen someone perform and I was there live and it sounded amazing. And then when I watched it back on TV, I was like, oh, it sounds awful. So you can't always tell that way. But I don't know.
you're
I can't say too much about that, to be honest.
No, quite. Okay. And now, are you still busy yourself writing new material as well?
Yes, I am. I'm just looking to work with some new producers at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see how that goes.
Again, you can't say too much.
No,
I know.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah. Well, look, the clock's rather beaten us, but we started out by hearing Best Party Around, and we've been playing your latest release, which I think is absolutely fabulous, which is Supernatural. Natural. We're going to listen to that again now, but tell us a little bit about this and the background to it.
Well, actually, this was a song I wrote when I was a little bit annoyed, to be honest. I just had a meeting with a promotional worker, and he was a bit like, kind of almost doubting what I could do and that I could make it and everything. And I went away and I thought, do you know what? He doesn't know who I am. He yep. doesn't know that much about me. And that's kind of what motivated me to write the lyrics of what the song means. So it's kind of a bit like, you said I couldn't do it, but this is what I am. I know what I've got to do, and I will do it. And do you know what? I'll do it better. So that's kind of what the song means.
I think that's absolutely right, because when you hear artists who've made it, their advice to everybody is don't take no for an answer. And I can't remember who it was, but it was Billy Joel or something, but he'd virtually gone right to the end of the line, and he'd given up doing anything. All of a sudden he got signed up, and there you are. So anyway, let's hear the song now. As I say, we've been playing this, well, a heck of a lot here on Phoenix. I think it's great, you will too. It's Supernatural with Loretta. Thanks. Absolutely fabulous. That's Supernatural there by Loretta. Now, Loretta, you're off from here, and where are you going into the town?
Today we're going into Brentwood and Shenfield, so we're going to be doing a bit of promotion around there, so look out for us.
Well, great stuff. Good luck with all of that, and we hope to see you back here. And next time, don't leave it to chance meetings in pubs, etc. like that. Right.